The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." Friends, the Gospel of the Lord. Around the world, people welcome guests in different ways. In Japan, a respectful bow with this greeting, "Yakoso." In France, "Bienvenue," serving with a cup of coffee or tea. In the Philippines, we warmly say, "Tuloy po kayo." Come in, you are welcome here. Though customs differ, they all express the same message. There is room for you here. As this is supposed to be my last Mass with you, these readings remind me of the welcome you gave me when I first arrived here at St. Stephen's 2 years ago. And you never made me feel like a stranger. You opened your homes, you shared your stories, you welcomed me into your lives. And for that, I am deeply grateful. Jesus reminds us in today's Gospel, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me." Hospitality is more than just good manners. It reflects the very heart of God. Every time we make room for another person, we make room for Christ. Your welcome leads us to a deeper question posed by this Sunday's readings. How much room have we made for God in our lives? There is this beautiful Latin word, "Ave." It means greetings or hail or even farewell. And since today is both a greeting from God's word and a farewell to me, let me use this word, "Ave," as our guide for our reflection. A stands for availability, V stands for value, and E stands for emptying. A, availability. The Shunammite woman teaches us the virtue of availability to God. Faith is not only believing that God exists. Faith is making room for God in our lives. We become available to God when we open our hearts, our time, our plans to His presence and His will. In the first reading, the Shunammite woman notices the prophet, or Elisha, and recognizes him as a holy man of God, welcomes him into her home, and even prepares a room for him. Her home, her resources, her schedule were available to God's servant. She did not simply admire the work of God from a distance. She made space for it in her life. Availability asks whether God gets our time. Is there room in my schedule for a time to talk to God in prayer? In my heart, is there room for forgiveness? In my life, is there room for recognizing the will of God? And the more available we are to God, the more we allow Him to work through us and transform us. The next letter, V, for value. In the gospel, the gospel teaches us the importance of valuing Christ above all else. We always make room for what we value. We find time for it. We invest in it. We prioritize it. If Christ is truly our greatest treasure, He will not receive our leftovers, but our first and our best. And Jesus says, whoever welcomes or whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He challenges his disciples to place him above every earthly attachment. Value asks whether God gets first place. Is he simply one priority among many? Or is he the center around which everything else revolves? The reason Christ asks to be valued above all else is not because he wants competition with our loved ones, but because only when God is first can we love everyone else rightly. And the last letter, E, for emptying. The Christian life requires emptying ourselves so that Christ may fill us. We cannot make room for God if our hearts are already crowded with pride, with selfishness, with resentment, with sin, or excessive attachment to earthly things. To live the new life of baptism, we must allow the old self to die. And this is what St. Paul says to us in our second reading. We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too might live in newness of life. He also says, you must think of yourselves as dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. Emptying asks, what must die in us so Christ may live? The more we empty ourselves of sin, of self-centeredness, the more space we create for Christ to live and act within us. These three words show us how to make room for God. Ave, A, availability, value, and emptying. The Shunammite woman prepared a room for Elisha. The question is, what kind of room have we prepared for Christ? Is he merely a Sunday visitor, or is he truly at home in our hearts? The word Ave is familiar to us because it begins the prayer Ave Maria. No one made more room for God than Mary. She was available to his call. She valued his will above all else. She emptied herself so that Christ, the Word made flesh, could dwell within her. May we be inspired to imitate the example of Mary. Sisters and brothers, this week, make room for Christ by making room for someone else. Welcome the person you tend to avoid, you tend to overlook and judge. And when conversations turn into gossip, choose to be charitable in your words and your thoughts over the tendency to criticize. Speak words that protect the dignity of another person, because each and every one of us is wonderfully made and deeply loved by God. Thank you, sisters and brothers, for making room for me in your lives these past 2 years. As I leave for my next assignment in the San Juans and in Anacortes, I ask for your prayers, just as I promise you mine. Beyond every bow, every handshake, every cup of coffee, every tuloy po kayo, awaits the greatest greeting of all. Come, blessed of my Father, welcome home. Allow me to end this homily with this poem made by a French Dominican priest, which has been an inspiration in my priestly life. The title is Thou Art a Priest Forever by Father Henry Lacordaire. To live in the midst of the world with no desire for its pleasure, to be a member of every family, yet belonging to none, to share all sufferings, to penetrate all secrets, to heal all wounds, to daily go from men to God and to offer him their petitions, to return from God to men, to offer them his hope. To have a heart of fire for charity and a heart of bronze for chastity. To teach and to pardon, to console and bless always. O God, what a life, and it is yours, O priest of Jesus Christ.